Little Flame. I have something that I need to tell you. I know that what I'm about to say might alarm you, but you must do your best to stay calm, all right? I'm afraid that I'll have to be away from you for some time. Yes, that's right, Little Flame. I have another mission I must go on. It's a dangerous one, and I don't know when exactly I'll be back. It might take weeks, possibly even longer, depending on what obstacles we run into. I'm not really sure what to expect. You see, we've received reports of a powerful demon terrorizing a small village. According to what I've heard, it's an extremely aggressive and volatile one. The demon has been attacking humans indiscriminately and destroying homes without any provocation whatsoever. It's already claimed dozens of lives, and due to its unstable nature, no one can predict when its next move will be. Not only that, but it also appears to have the ability to summon smaller demons to its aid whenever someone tries to fight it. The locals, of course, are in a state of complete panic. They sent out a distress call earlier in hopes that we'll put an end to this nightmare once and for all. So, the other Hashira and I will have to head over there and locate the demon's lair. Once we find it, we should be able to defeat it, hopefully. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't feeling uneasy about this. These demons seem to be getting stronger and stronger every day. Still, it's my duty as a Hashira to protect the lives of others. I want to make a difference in this world, and make it so everyone can live peacefully and without fear. That's why I must go. Even if it does sound dangerous. I would rather risk my life 1,000 times over than just stand by and know that I did nothing to protect those innocent villagers from the threat of demons. You understand that? Don't you, Little Flame? I'm so grateful that you do. I know the uncertainty must be painful for you as well. Believe me, Little Flame, I don't want to leave you behind either. It's unfair of me to leave you behind so abruptly. I want to be able to stay here and keep you safe too. Plus, you know I'll be missing your company just as much as you'll be missing mine. I'm sorry this had to come up so suddenly, Little Flame. But I swear that I'll do everything in my power to come back to you safely. That's why I want to make our time together memorable before I go. There's something I want to do. Something that entered my mind shortly after I heard about this mission. Since I don't know when I'll return, I want to leave some marks before I go. I want you to think of me every time you look down at your body, or see yourself in the mirror. I'll make sure every curve of your body is covered with traces of me, so you'll never forget me. No. Not even for an instant. I want you to give yourself up to me tonight. How does that sound to you, little flame? I knew you'd agree. You'd never disappoint me. That's right. Tonight, you're all mine. I'll remind you of your place as many times as I need to. Yes, you may be my light, my love, my little flame. But that doesn't erase the fact that tonight, you're nothing more than a cock-starved whore. Just a desperate toy, wanting to be ruined by me. I'm going to fuck you senseless, little flame. I'll make you feel like you've never felt before. And even after our fun is over with, there's no way you'll be able to forget it. Not with all the marks I'll be covering your body with. That's right. I know you're just begging for it, aren't you? Such a shameless slut you are, little flame. You like being called my slut, don't you? It's because you know it's true. So perfect and obedient, just for me. Your body belongs to me, and me alone. All mine, and no one else's. Now, let's get those clothes out of the way, so I can see your perfect body. Looks like you're turned on already. No. No. Don't you dare try to cover it up. You don't want to get me angry, now do you? You're going to be good for me before I leave on my mission and do everything I say. That's what we agreed to, right? So, I better see those hands off your chest. Yes. And stand while keeping your feet apart, too. I want to see all of you. Good slut. Now, where should I begin? You've got such a beautiful body, just waiting to be all marked up by me. So many possibilities. Are you excited, little flame? I had a feeling you would be. It's so easy to see right through you. There's no point in hiding all the dirty little thoughts running through your mind. If only other people saw this side of you, I wonder what they'd say. But I prefer having you be a slut for me only. All right, little flame. I've made up my mind. Get over here. What's with that expression on your face? Don't look so surprised now, my naughty little flame. How was I supposed to hold back with the way you're swaying your ass right in front of my face? Was that a moan I heard? You really are shameless, you know. Here, I'll bend you over my knee. That should get you to moan even more for me. Let's find out how much you can take. No, not quite, little flame. Come on now. I know you can moan louder than that. Don't disappoint me before I have to go. Let's give it another try. There we go. Now, tell me who you belong to. Calling me by my name so casually. It's as if you've forgotten your place. Little flame, you should know better than that. Remember who's in charge here. I'll give you another chance. Who do you belong to? That's right. I'm your master. I'm the one who controls when you're allowed to come. Such adorable moans. Keep moaning for me like that. Yes. I love it. I'm sure you must feel how hard you're getting me, too. Now, what are we going to do about that? This is my goodbye present, after all. You need to come up with something that will satisfy me. What'll it be, darling? What's that? Too cock-hungry to even answer straight? Is that it? Well, fortunately, I do have something in mind. No need to worry that pretty little head of yours. I'll do the thinking for you. All you have to do is follow my orders. Pick yourself off of my lap and lay down with your back against the floor, little flame. You heard me. The bed is reserved for making love, and that's not what we're doing tonight. No. Tonight, you're just the same to me as any whore I could have purchased off the streets. There! That knocked you off your feet. You liked that, didn't you? Now, I need to make sure that you're all tied up. Let's start with the rope I got for you. Perfect. It looks gorgeous on you. Next, I'll put these cuffs on you. And finally, a blindfold. Fuck. Gorgeous. How does it feel, knowing that you're all mine? Being at the mercy of my touch? And not even having your sense of sight to guide you. Only the sound of my words. I could do anything I want with you. And I know you would love every single minute of it. You're wriggling with desperation. Just begging to feel me. It's so cute, little flame. I think your neck would look good with some marks on it. You'll see them every time you look in the mirror, and others will see them too. Everyone will know you're mine, even if we're apart from each other. What a thrill, marking my territory like this. Maybe I should travel even lower. How about leaving some marks on your chest, too? They'll be hidden under your clothes, but you'll still see them when you look down. Your reactions are just perfect. I can tell you really like that. Don't you, little flame? Ah, such a greedy body. Of course you'd be craving more. I don't know what you'll do without me around, so you better keep the memory of this night in mind. Maybe some marks along the inside of your thighs would be nice too. I think I'll mark you there next. You're so cute and needy like this, struggling to feel more of me, but being all bound up. Your skin feels so soft and warm. Maybe I should put my mouth here, too. How's that, little flame? You're really enjoying yourself, aren't you? I can tell. Of course, I'm enjoying myself too. You already know that I want to have my fun with you before you go. I'm enjoying your sweet body to its fullest. Your scent. Your taste. Everything about you is overtaking my senses. All of it is amazing to me. You're being such a good little toy for me. You can't even see or move. You just love being my mindless little thing. Isn't that right? You're all mine. That's right. Don't forget what that tight body is for, and who owns it. I love feeling you squirm under my tongue. Knowing that only I can get you so turned on like this. It's the best feeling in the world. There's just something about you that makes me want to keep you like this. All cute and helpless. And under my control. Do you feel like you're close, little flame? Well then, I'm stopping here. Hey. No whining at me like that. I already told you that I was going to make you feel like you've never felt before. Be patient. Or are you really that desperate to feel me inside of you, little flame? You're going to feel even better than you could imagine. Just relax. No need to be so tense. Now, get ready for me. Little flame. Oh, your body was really craving this, huh? Fuck, you feel perfect. So warm and tight. This feels incredible. I just want to feel more and more of you. This was a perfect idea. Getting to enjoy your body one last time before I leave. Make sure you'd never forget me, or this time we're sharing together. Ah. taking me in so well. So deep. I can't stop. This is the best. I wish I could stay like this with you forever. Getting lost in you fully and completely. Nothing feels better than this. So good. I love the sight of you underneath me. So cute and vulnerable. I'll be remembering this sight, even when I'm away. Little flame. I don't know how much longer I can hold back. I just love using you to milk my cock. Now, be good for me, all right? Be good and take it all. Let me fill you up with my cum until you can barely hold it all in. I have to make sure to fill you up all the way. So, a little flame. I doubt you'll be forgetting me anytime soon, huh? No, that would be impossible. You are so good for me. So good at following all your orders and being the perfect little toy for me. That was just what I needed. Just perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better time with you. As much as I wish I could stay like this, I do have to start getting ready to take my leave. Still, I'm glad we were able to spend this time together. I'll see you when I return, and we'll celebrate our victory together. Perhaps with even more marks than this time. I'll be looking forward to it, little flame. I know you will be too.